Can everybody hear me okay? They did something with the speakers, man. All right. So we will try to get new speakers. And since we're getting new speakers, the engineer wants to get new wiring, which is always good. You know. Hallelujah. Even in mechanics, sometimes it's not good to do the over and you don't do the under, because they just won't match up. It's like the wine. You put the new wine in new bottles. So we'll put our new speakers with new wire. All right? Now, we're just saying this, but it takes sacrifices to get it done. So understand, in all that we say, you say it and it's not done. Someone will have to present their body, and we'll all have to adjust ourselves accordingly so that it can be done. That's with everything. All right. Any other issues?
Excuse me, Pastor Ryan.
Yeah, brother.
For effect. You do know that
well,
all the corn and the eggs.
To God be the glory. Yeah, I do know now. Thank you, Lord. So we ask God's forgiveness and grace. Is that good? Oh, thank you, Lord. Because we need to learn not to rely on those so much. The other thing, I look at some of our wish lists that we give Brother Edward. Now, I'm not a micromanager, so I say in front of everybody, there's certain things we just don't want to buy. Powdered sugar. I don't. Who in here use powdered sugar? Marilyn? Edie? Well, we don't need to use. That's not what we do. That's something we need to unlearn. Now, I know I saw it on there. And let me say, and such item. We don't, if you want powdered sugar, get it for yourself. I don't want the saints to have powdered sugar. God don't want them to have powder. Everybody hear what I'm saying? And such things. Mainly what we need to do is see what we have here and use it. Don't find a recipe and try to mirror it. That's not faithfulness. What we do is look to see what we have, and we have plenty. And then present it somehow. You know, you don't have to rely on your own experience. We have folk here. Huh? You see, Brother Patterson knows what to do with that cow tongue. I certainly know what to do with it once it gets on my plate. Now, everybody, they don't want any. You know, because they don't. But there's plenty of other things. If they don't want to eat cow tongue, we have something else. Cow tongue is okay, not powdered sugar. Okay? Hallelujah. Not powdered sugar. And such things. I'm not going to go down the list. But there are certain things we need to try to avoid. Powdered sugar is one of them. Especially when we have homemade or homegrown cane. Y'all know we have homegrown cane? Best in the county. Best I've had. And we don't have to buy it. Y'all know how expensive honey is? If y'all actually knew how expensive honey was, or if you cared, huh? Y'all know that bees are, they are going extinct and that they're needed for life? Y'all know the little bee we needed so we can live? Okay. So here we have honey and cane. Like I told Rose, here's what we usually find out. The cane is always empty, and these are always full. That's just my observation. Here's what I suggest. Why don't we get two cane and one honey and make sure somebody say, I'll fill them. That's fine, but you're not doing it. Now, you're getting angry with me because I'm saying you're not doing it, but every time I go, And that's because maybe you have a schedule. My schedule is look. You see what I'm saying? Or I'm going to fill this on Tuesday. That may not work. So every time I pass by, I look. That's how I find out. That's called circumspect observation. See? And what I found is usually this thing is empty. This is a cane. Usually it's empty. Usually it's empty. Usually. I'm saying it right. Usually it's empty. Now, not to talk bad. I'm just, these are just truth.
Yeah.
You understand? Shouldn't offend anybody. Y'all love the truth?
Amen.
This is usually empty. Okay? Now, sometimes we like some truths. We don't like others because of our image that we're. I'm not concerned about anybody's image except Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right? So if we could, let's change this around and get 2 cane containers and 1 honey container. Does that sound pretty good? Now, somebody said this is too big, but this is adjustable. You can, depending on how much pressure you put on it, is how big the hole is. So that anybody should be able to adjust that, you know. If you don't want much to come out, just put a little pressure on it. You want a whole lot to come out, do it like that. Of course, now these things sound simple, but let me tell you, some of the great minds can't grasp stuff like this. The ones that transgress this are the ones that, yeah, they do things that most of us can't do, but this? This could be Kevin. Because Kevin, he's got a mind, he can do lots of things. Yes, he can. And Seth. So maybe one, I'm just making it. It applies to everybody. You can't say, well, you know, so-and-so is so handy and he can do this and he can do that. That's not how it works. No, it's not. Hallelujah. And I'm almost done with that. See, that's why we have the honey mess, you see, because folk haven't, they won't be patient. They won't be patient. You got to let it stop before you turn it back up. Why this is here is folk turn it back up and still running out. That's just simple. Now, I know, but it takes a certain way of thinking to.
Amen.
And just because you can do great things, point in case. See how smart we all are? Okay. So don't be offended because we make corrections. That's what's required. Hallelujah. Okay. And you're excited about something over there, aren't you? Everything? All right, all right. Praise the Lord. Yeah, brother. Yeah, thank you for reminding me. That's the other thing. Go ahead and tell me. Well, that we need to implement that. We need to implement that, yeah. Check it. In fact, since we're having problems, everybody that go by should check it. Really? Everybody that go by should check it. Because of the problems that we're having. That's how I do the cane. And other things. Cane isn't the only thing I look at. No. I check. I observe. I don't see everything, but you better believe me, I try to see what I need to see and learn what I need to learn. Oh, yeah, that's, see how I look at everything? I shouldn't do that, right? Well, that's the way I'm made. Absolutely. That's the problem with things. It moves away from the faith of God. See, well, and I'm always going to look at the faith of God because the peril that we're in is our tendency to depart from it. And, you know, automatic things and such, you know, cause people to move away from the faith. Hallelujah. So Timothy reminded me about the freezers. We decided we need to do something so that they're more presentable and that we can maintain them better. So I think the conclusion we came, Timothy accepted the challenge. Okay? So I left it like that. I told you, I don't micromanage. I mean, if I was going to do that, then I'd send all y'all home. God would do the same. But he gives us authority and sends us forth. and expect us to be faithful and bring forth much fruit. I'm not going to back up, not just to show up and say, where's my badge? No, so here I am, a living sacrifice. Where would you have me to go? What would you have me to do? A reasonable service. Y'all know this is my reason for your destruction. Y'all know this? It's for your edification. All right. As long as we stick with that, huh? So, like I said, I didn't come up with a plan for the freezers. It seemed like we have a consensus that we need to put another covering over. And then we have to prepare the surface. So that's in Timothy's ball court. Brother Timothy said, Brother Charles had volunteered to help. So there we go. So this is where we stand. All right. And this is how I like to do things. Yeah. Now, I don't know enough about it to get in their way. So don't you know enough about it to get in their way? Do I speak plain? Now, what gets in the way is our knowledge. All right. Hallelujah. I'm sure they're capable men. They're faithful men. Yeah, they're not in rebellion, so I believe they'll do it right. Thank you, Lord. That's where we stand. All right. Dan, you're not angry with me, are you? Good, good, good. How about you, Terry? I can work through it, you know. I've done it before. You've been angry with me, haven't you, Charlene? Yeah, she's been, yeah. We work through it, don't we? Yeah. It makes for love. You know, you try that. If she never gotten angry with me and me with her, I guess we couldn't prove the sincerity of our love. Y'all know that's in the book. Prove the sincerity of your love. That's when you suffer along with your neighbor. You can't suffer along with and then your love's not too sincere. So Charlene's love is quite sincere. She suffers along with me. I suffer along with her. Reasonable service. He suffers along with us. This is what's required. Don't know why we like to, believe lies. Other than, you know, we walk as men. Hallelujah. If we're called to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. The strong bear the infirmities of the weak. Yeah. Work together as a body. No schism. Same purpose. Same cause. Same effort. That's what y'all ain't looking right. Brother Robert, can't you do better? Come on. Now, if you all got something to do, you're not going to hear what I'm saying. What I suggest, you go ahead and do it. Come on. If y'all got something that you have to do, go do it. I have to do this. I'm called to do this. I'd rather say it like this. Amen. In faithfulness, I must do this. That's a better way to put it, right? Thank you, Lord. I have to take my will and submit it. That's in everything. This is ongoing. Boy, that's hard, isn't it? Well, if our heart's hard, it's hard. But you all understand that's what God requires. Y'all don't understand that's what Jesus did? He pleased not himself. He said, my meat is to do the will of the Father. Now, here we are, Christians. Yes, we are. So I preach like this. I talk like this. I observe like this. I judge like this. Everybody understand? So y'all shouldn't get offended. Y'all said you're a Christian and your purpose is to give up your will. Then I'm going to talk to you like that. I won't hear about Jim Jones. I want to hear about your will being his will. Come on. Come on. Don't say, I have heard of Jim Jones. But my will is not to do the will of Jim Jones. Hey, my will is to do the will of my Father. And whosoever do the will of my Father is my brother and my sister. Do I say it right? Don't twist it. This is wonderful. This is how it should work. Well-oiled machine. Yeah, you take your will and submit it to God. That's perfect. That's what God desires. Now, we're double-minded, you know, because our will is our will. And we forgot that we're purchased. God bought it all. He bought the will. He brought the desire. He brought it. Come on. Am I not saying it right? What's happening now is I'm saying it in the spirit with confidence and power because I have faith and grace that God gave me. Now, you must receive it like that, else it'll always be carnal and wrong. You understand? You? Yeah, but. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about the fear of God taught by the precept of men. And that's when you take anything by the precept of men, then it doesn't measure up with the righteousness of God. So, come on. The truth is that we should surrender our will to the living God. That's what Jesus Christ in the Godhead, the Son of God, submit to the will of the Father. Though they're all one, you understand. It's just like you when you decide to go to the shop. Well, everybody agree, else you wouldn't get there. If your feet said, I'm not going, guess what? Well, we understand this, you know, theoretically, but it's the same in the body. So the body is the body is the body. Praise the Lord. And all that the Lord does, he does in the body. Yeah. The workings of Christ are done in the body. So when we're not in agreement, we're not in the fellowship, we're not in the working, we're not abiding in the vine, we're getting no food. See? That's how I say it. That ought to encourage us to surrender our will. We don't have to be without will. We have God's will. Isn't that better? Just like God's righteousness, God's faith, you know, everything that he has, then we have to give up our own. And we like to have God's righteousness, maybe, huh? But not his will. We would keep our will and have our will no more God's righteousness. Y'all know that? If we have any desire to be holy, this is the work of God. We should yield to that because we got this not by our will. That's the will of God. Am I saying it right? Not by the will of the flesh. But the will of God. That's how we are where we are headed toward the kingdom. It is not your will. So why don't we take our will and give it to God? I'm not saying it right? Well, you know what they usually tell me. Still early, huh? Well, it's not early. Yeah. Time is short, brother. Night is far spent. The day is at hand. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Today is Wednesday. Mittwoch. Hallelujah. Everybody hearing me okay? Got your heart right? Mind made up? Come on. Come on, brother. I heard you sing the song. We're going to hold you to it. That's my song, too. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're determined to go on here. That's the only way we can get to the end. And God know what's between here and there, and provisions are made. Y'all know that? We won't run out. No. Hallelujah. He's able to do exceeding abundantly. Whatever he give us is through the riches of Jesus Christ. Y'all know he has riches? We are partakers of his riches. Thank you, Lord. Partakers of his grace. Partakers of his holiness. Y'all know how he works that holiness in us? Chastisement. Y'all understand that? It's written in the book. The reason God chasten us, and he said, don't despise it. It's not joyous, but it's needful. If you're going to be partaker of my holiness, that means your sin removed. Hallelujah. So, praise the Lord, saints. We have everybody. James, you here today? I know he was. Praise the Lord Jesus. Where'd y'all find this?
I found it at Morris.
Praise the Lord.
Is that yours?
I believe so. Let's say it like this. I misplaced one like this. See how I put that?
Yeah, I didn't see no name.
So, huh?
That's probably not, you're not sure.
Well, I believe it is. Because I asked God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See that? Y'all see it? That don't excite y'all?
Yes.
Good. That's a right. I still believed him. I didn't know when, I didn't know how, but I looked at that and I, my God. Woo. Hallelujah. Brother Edward, what's your assessment about Teresa Carr? Now, I asked you before, right?
Yes, sir.
You said, I have no knowledge about that.
No.
Is that what you told me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's not like I didn't consult anybody, you see. Everybody don't want to listen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm going to say it. I'll do my part. Supposedly, and I do know of this, that there's been people here that have been quarantined. Gail is one of them. The other guy, So, Edwards experienced all of that too. And he still tells me of this, I have no knowledge. You see, I have looked into it. So, as far as I'm concerned, Teresa in quarantine. I've never used that word. I've always said that. Now, if we're going to speak the same thing, you shouldn't use that word. Okay?
Then I got some sort of boils up under my arms, but I wasn't quarantined. I was just careful in how I dressed and did what.
Carefulness we need to employ in all of it, especially in this. But
thank you, Charlene.
Thank you,
the answer is she's not quarantined.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
okay. Thank you, now that's my judgment. Now, I don't know, what should we do with that? Let me say it like that. No, that's not the right answer. I say, that's my judgment. What should we do with that? What'd you say? Otherwise, we won't be at peace. We'll have strife amongst. Yes, we will. And I guess the strife will say, change your judgment. But God will have to help me with that. You understand? So if you don't get to God, my judgment will remain the same, and you'll still have your strife. And where there's envy and strife, there's confusion and every evil work. So just believe God. I'm not in rebellion.
Amen.
Because things happen when we're in rebellion. Brother Stair often made the point with the animals, with whatever, you know. And there was a guy here, and, you know, the goats were just falling by the wayside. He was in rebellion. Openly. Absolutely. You know, but God in his faithfulness and all his foreknowledge, just like he did with Abraham, he had a ram in the bush.
Thank you.
Huh? God's like that with everything. Huh? Look at Neil. Ram in the bush. I didn't call for Neil. No, I didn't. If I had, he probably wouldn't have come. Praise the Lord. Not to say that I didn't invite him, but I didn't, you know, go through the whatever, searching out, we need a mechanic. I never did that. What we need is faithful men of God. I believe Neil fits that. Absolutely. All right. It's required of all of us. Thank you, Lord. But like most things that we need, God somehow provides it. That's how I believe it. That's what, you know, excites me all the time. Absolutely. If we're God's people, whatever we need, God will supply. We need to trust him and wait on him and believe him to the end. That whatever we need, God will supply. Hallelujah. Otherwise, we'll be covetous. And unfaithful. Unholy. Thank you, Lord. So that's where we are with Teresa, so we can all speak the same thing. That's why I do it like this. But there's certain words I try not to use. Y'all can follow my lead. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, there's the problem with it in certain language is it causes you to lean a certain way. Everybody knows that's the only problem I have with it. And I want to lean toward the Lord and faith in God. So I watch the way I talk. So I talk toward. Of course, some folks think that I'm too fanatical.
Thank you, Lord. Glory.
You know me.
Hallelujah.
I have no control over that. But I don't think I am. Now, there was a guy that told me. His name Harris, Brother Harris. Some of you all met Brother Harris. He was at Straightway. He was listening to Brother Stair before I was. He called in once on the broadcast and said, Brother Stair, he said, there's a pastor down here on fire for God. But here's what Brother Harris told me one day. He said, yeah, I tried God one day. I tried to walk on the water. I said, how'd you do it? He didn't try it. You understand? If there's a fail-safe, you're not trying. But I'm not fanatical like that. No, I'm not. I believe God wanted me. I could walk on water. But I'm not fanatical. I do understand that God don't mind us proving him, but he don't want us tempting him. You understand? Faith is not something that comes from man. Faith is something that comes from God to man. That's the only way that Peter walked on the water. He got the faith from God. He didn't say, well, I think I want to walk on the water. He said, well, man, if it's you, bid me come. Now, that's faith. Can we say that? Lord, if it's you, bid me come. Just as I am, without one plea, except thy blood was shed for me. So he called us, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest for your soul. Hallelujah. So if I was fanatical about faith, I'd try to walk on the water. You see what I'm not. If God told me, you better believe I'd do it. If I thought he told me, I'd do it. See? I'm no more fanatical than that. Is that all right? Hallelujah. If I did it, I'd believe that he told me. Is that all right? I wouldn't try it in 4 feet of water. No. Y'all take me out in the deep. That's what I do. You know Peter was in the deep? That's why he hollered when he saw. If he was in 4 feet of water, he wouldn't call on the Lord. He was in the deep. So Brother Harris didn't do it that way. Because it was something from himself. If it's the faith of God, you hold on to it. You'll get it done. Hallelujah. But this is, something deriving from unrighteousness, wanting to walk on the water. So there's many things we can do to prove God and to glorify God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we give up that will. We're walking on the water. We don't want to do that, though. Hey, let me do some great and mighty thing, Lord. Yeah, let me walk on the water. Submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. See? This is the mind of Christ. Yeah, many are like old Simon. Give me this gift so that when I lay hands on folk, they receive the Holy Ghost. He got rebuked. He did repent, though. So hopefully if you got Spirit working in you, you'll repent, too. We don't want to do things to be seen of men. We don't want to glory in the flesh. We can't do it.
Amen.
God worked it out so that no man should glory in the flesh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, help me, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, help. So we covered all those things, right? All right. Moving right along. Feast of Trumpets coming up. Huh? Praise the Lord. Yeah, less than 2 weeks away. Of course, we will observe the Feast of Trumpets, you know, presenting our bodies. We don't have a program. Huh? There's not a show.
Amen.
We're servants of the Lord.
Amen.
We go forth to the battle every day.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
And always remind us that we go forth to the battle. Because the adversary would like us to be at ease.
Amen.
We can't do it.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Not in please the one who chose us to be soldiers.
Amen.
If we are at ease, we won't please God.
Amen.
We might please ourselves, but we won't please God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Liven up there, brother. We don't want to get that cattle prod in here. Yeah, if we have to do that, God won't accept it. We have to get excited without the cattle prod. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Savor the things of God. So we won't be an offense to him. Seek the things that are above. Glory in the flesh? No. Christ, our cornerstone. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer. Our wisdom. Our sanctification. Our righteousness. The riches of his grace. Riches of his grace. Riches of his glory. God who is rich in mercy. For his great love wherewith he loved us. Hallelujah. Unsearchable riches. Hallelujah. His ways are past finding out. This goes along with what I've been saying and always have said. We're ever learning. And in Christ we come into the knowledge of the truth. But coming in the knowledge of the truth is not we stop learning. When we stop learning, we stop coming into the knowledge of the truth. Huh? So in Christ, we should have new excitement every day. New expectation, new hope. It's the same hope, but it's revealed. Huh? And that's how it is with everything that we've done. It puts perspective to where we are now.
Amen.
Absolutely. That's how it is in my own life. Yeah. And I still learn from the past. I want to. Thank you, Lord. Lest we forget. You know, we need to remember that we were in a horrible pit. Without hope. Without God, having no hope. See? But now we that were far off, brought nigh by the blood. Hallelujah. He broken down the middle wall of that was between us. It gathered us in. Hallelujah. Let's not forget that. Kurt, you're not forgetting, are you? All right, brother. We're going to hold you to it. So let me go through my scriptures, I suppose, and then we'll continue on in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I think I explained good why I'm not fanatical. Y'all don't see me, you know, climbing up the tower, jumping off. See, I'm not fanatical. I'm not foolish either. Huh? But stand up and preach, I do that. You know? But I'm not fanatical. I know about sickness and all of that stuff. Praise the Lord. And I believe that God is our healer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that we should first seek him in anything and everything.
Thank you.
So when we look at conditions, then we start to think about difficulty. God knows nothing about difficulty. Yeah, he can open blind eyes just as well as he could heal a headache. Absolutely. He's done it. Raise old Charlene up. Huh? You see, she's undeserving. He still did it. Huh? Don't we have hope? Oh, but he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. You see? It's the will of God. But in his will, he'll have to have your will. You know that's his will? He will not fail. He'll do it by his love. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. Praise the Lord. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then is not of him that willeth. I told y'all. Oh, I want to be saved. Yeah, we do, but that's God's will. Understand? We submit to it. If man says, I want to be saved, you know that's God's will. Don't take credit for that. Huh? Y'all want to be saved? Give God the glory then. Huh? With a will like that, don't we want to submit fully to it? Huh? Oh, brother, I got you between a rock and a hard place, don't I? Yeah, when a man says, I want to be saved, that's not a man. That's God. Y'all want to be saved? This is the power of God. Don't deny it. Huh? Don't despise it. Now, he knows what salvation is, and when we're done, we'll know. We'll have to come into the knowledge of the truth. Huh? To some, God saving us is no rough spots, no suffering, no perplexity, you know, no sickness. It was just smooth and easy. And some folk actually fall into that delusion because they don't love the truth. Now, if anybody talk about us being saved by the death of Jesus Christ, then we ought to just put two and two together. There's no way that he called us to a flower bed of ease. No. He called us into his glory. And if you look at Luke 24, when he's talking to those on the road to Emmaus, you know, that we thought that, you know, they were talking to Jesus, didn't know it. Yeah, we thought he was the one would be deliver Israel. You know, but you know, they crucified him. And he said, oh, fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have said. Because all the prophets have said is that Jesus Christ would come, lay down his life, and raise again. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Huh? He said, should not the Son of Man have suffered these things and enter into his glory? So that's how it's done. Hallelujah. He's not highly exalted by being on a flower bed of ease or having a whole bunch of stuff. He said, Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. I don't have my own will. Don't please my own self. See? Hallelujah. Now, we hold to this. It'll take us on to the end. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So it's God's will that works out our salvation. We can find it in Philippians 2. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That's why anything that we're told or commanded to do, that's the authority or the ability to do it. When it's in the book, when we believe it, we can do it.
Yes.
Now, that's not something that man's coined.
Amen.
It's what God said.
Yes, Lord.
I know Jackson and maybe Muhammad Ali came up, if my mind can conceive it, I can achieve it. Well, if God wills it.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God wills it. But there is some validity to the will. If you're going to get anything done, you'll need it. It's proven all the time. Men do things because they have a will to do it. Huh? I mean extraordinary things that, yeah, once they set their mind to it, yeah, God don't stop them, they'll do it. So, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that sheweth the mercy. So we have to give God the glory. I know we ain't like Neil in our own estimation. Nevertheless, hallelujah, we have to give God the glory. Thank you, Lord. He is worthy. Oh, therefore, he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. No man can receive anything except it be given him from heaven. See?
Praise the Lord.
So all that we have, yes, we have received.
Amen.
Which again takes away the boasting.
Thank
in the flesh. Because here we are debtors.
Amen.
Yes, we are.
Yes, Lord.
We don't owe the flesh, but we
Amen.
Do owe.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. What if God will in the shore's wrath?
Yes.
Let me back up. Therefore, he hath mercy on whom he will. God does what he wants to
Amen.
Do.
Amen.
And no.
Yes.
Yeah.
Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Who can resist his
Amen.
Will?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. He works all things after the counsel of his own will.
Amen.
This is just a building block. That's how the truth is. You see, everything that I say gives credence and validity to it's God's will that saves us. Everything I'm saying says God's will. So what I'm trying to do is to encourage us to give up our will. That's what I'm doing. Not to just say amen, 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 and continue to do what we want to do. See? Now, God will work this in us. Mm-hmm. If we had to wait till we wanted to do it, then I guess it wouldn't get done. But God in his infinite wisdom, his almighty power, his great love, rich in mercy, yeah, he go, I want to serve you, God.
Oh, yes, amen.
Hallelujah. All the martyrs, they didn't have any problem laying their lives down. You know that. God gave it to them. Of course, people have laid down their lives for other stuff. When we were talking about your children being offered up, you know, people have been so deceived. Who was it? Ahaz. What was that other guy? Manasseh. You know they offer their children up to Moloch. See it? So, how about that? Now, that is some deception, huh? You take your firstborn and offer them up to a God who can't help you. This is the peril. See? This is what should cause us to be sober. You know, we read the things and we say, I don't know where. I've never offered up my child. Come on. As much as we depart from the truth, don't endeavor to love the truth, then that's what happens. We'll do it and won't even know we've done it. Praise the Lord, brother. We're going to let you testify. We're going to let you testify.
True story. I remember one time when I was years ago. God spoke to my spirit one day, and when I read that about Moloch and them offering their children up, and that's exactly what you're doing with your children. But I had them in public school, and that's when I took them out of public school and tried to get my wife to homeschool them, but that was a no-go. But anyway, I put them in a Christian school, so-called. But yeah, putting our children in public schools as believers, he showed me that clearly.
Amen, brother. It's just the truth. But it's quite convenient, isn't it? Hallelujah. Well, Diane didn't put Seth in public school. No, he was in the school of hard knocks. Hallelujah. All the Christians' children, school of hard knocks. Huh? Yeah, all the little boogers were up there. Praise the Lord. They were well taught. Of course, they aren't doing right, but still, you know, they're able. Huh? Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Same with old Rachel, huh? Praise the Lord. But we can depart. Thank you, Lord. Hopefully, we'll get to that time when they won't depart, since they were brought up right. We have some hope, don't we? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, they are many that won't send their children to public school. Absolutely. Just shouldn't be done. They don't teach them right. Because they don't know right. They don't believe God. They teach them that they can have safe sex and they can be whatever sex they want to be. That's not true. People smarter than me believe it. And they teach it to folks' children. Okay. Let me go on in Jesus' name. God's will. That's how we're saved. Now, we agree that it's God's will, but then we keep resisting. What I'm doing now is say, if it's God's will that he saved us, why won't we submit to it? Huh? Y'all ain't talking back to me. Well, we will, but it'll be God's doing. Hallelujah. It'll be God's doing. You won't ever be able to say, no, no, no. When we get to the kingdom, we'll say, me here? and we'll never stop praising him. We'll never stop praising him. Hallelujah. I believe that's what God is doing to us. Huh? Now we think we're doing God a favor. All of that will change. As we grow in grace, we'll come into the knowledge of the truth. Huh? And we'll see God's long suffering. We'll see his compassion. We'll really see his love and the mercy. Huh? Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to come to the end in Jesus' name. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering? Oh, the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction. Again, the will of God. Not the will of Jacob, not the will of Esau. God's already determined. Not the will of Abraham. Not the will of Isaac. God already determined. Not the will of Timothy. Not the will of Owen. God's already determined. Praise God. So that's what faith is. Faith is us understanding the truth, what God has done, understanding the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So one God is saved, you have to give them faith. And yeah, those that have faith is one God intended to save. So they can hear, so they can see. And even though he's done it, you know, part of the salvation is us coming into using the ears that he's given us, using the eyes that he's given us, the heart that he's given us, and not our own. We don't want anything of our own. Not our own understanding, not our own righteousness, not our own will. See? Can y'all say that? Not my will? Amen. That's righteousness. Hallelujah. But thy will be done. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You're the potter. We're the clay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But it costs God something. You understand. It has to come from somewhere. You know, like the money around. It has to come from somewhere. So you know we're in trouble, don't you? Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Money is worthless. Absolutely. Yes, it is. Money is worthless. Praise the Lord. Y'all aren't sad, are you? It's always been that way. But we have faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. You all aren't dependent on money, are you? It's a daily exercise, you know. We depend on things instead of the Creator. God does not want us to depend on anything but Him. He wants us to trust Him for everything. He wants us to ask Him for everything. Of course, there's things He don't want us to have. He don't want us to ask Him. Huh? And He don't want us to not ask Him and still try to get Him either. You know, He just wants to say, Lord, help me. Because I want this and I know I shouldn't have it. Huh? Oh, yeah. Y'all know how I know how that works? Yeah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And that He might make known the riches of His glory. The riches of His glory. The riches of His glory. We'll never get to the end of it. On the vessels of mercy. That's you and me. Which He hath prepared aforetime. See? Afore prepared. Unto glory. See? That's what He made us for. We can show the riches of His glory. Hallelujah. So we would be true worshipers forever. Hallelujah. God's going to get the glory forever. Right now we're... That's because it's in progress. But in eternity, we'll just give God the glory. Hallelujah. Won't be no more, I will. Eternity will be thy will. Hallelujah. And it'll all be one. Everybody understand? Thy will. Oh, help me, Jesus. Y'all aren't upset with me, are you? Now, y'all know I can look and see, right? I'll tell you like this. There's a scripture that says, know them that labor among you. And are over you in the Lord. There's another scripture say, my sheep know my voice. And they know me. And it says that not only do they know me, I know them. So y'all understand that? I have grace to know you. You have grace to know me. So don't say, well, Pastor Rice don't know. Then you call God a liar. As a shepherd, I have grace to know. As sheep, you have grace to know. Yeah, you do. I won't move. Now, we can walk in delusion and rebellion all we want to. Nobody knows. Well, come on. If the great shepherd knows sheep, then I guess if he sends a shepherd, they'll know a sheep. Well, well. I see. You just don't understand me, Pastor, right? Better than you think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yet not I, but Christ. Amen. This is the grace of God. Amen. Y'all know it's just, come on. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If you all are to know them that labor among you, then how about them that labor among you?
Amen.
Huh? Thank you, Lord. You're confident of it?
Yes.
Are y'all going to trust me, aren't you? No, I trust God. I trust God. I see. I see. I see.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you heard of Jim Jones?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I've heard of one greater. How about you? Him I declare unto you. I'm going to find it, and then I'm going to come to the close. I didn't finish my deal, but nevertheless, they're in my heart, and anytime and whenever they'll come forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I want to give God the glory. I want to give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. I was in darkness. I couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light and turned it into day. Wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Now, don't y'all try to reorganize my song. Y'all pick up the same tempo that I do. Is that good?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
All right, I found it. I found it. I found it. I found it. I'm the door. Yeah, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Hallelujah. It says the hireling. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth them. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. And I'm known of them. See? I'll just do it like that. Hallelujah. See? Praise the Lord. Oh, I renounce anything that says different. I cast it down. In the name of Jesus. I know you as God's son. I don't want to know you any other way. Praise the Lord. Thank you. That's God's own will. Not our own. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let me go on in Jesus' name. The hour is moving and we must go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that he might make known the riches of his glory. This is ongoing. Even us whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. Even as he saith also in Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not my beloved.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there they shall be called the children of God.
Hallelujah.
The children of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. For by grace are you saved, and has raised us up together. Hallelujah. And made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Oh, for through him we have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. Way back when, Gina, I know you know, because that's the way you came up. There was a song, "There's No You Without Me, There's No Me Without." Praise the Lord, but this is how it is in the body. There's no you without me and no me without you. If we get it done, it'll be in the body. Absolutely. And this is the knowledge that we're coming into because it's the knowledge of the truth. Outside the body, we're not. We are not. We are not. We're not seated together in heavenly places outside of Christ. No, no, no. In him we are. But seated together. Everybody understand? One body, one spirit. And I don't think we'll say it too much because the mind is too much against it. You know, and we got to be conformed. In so many ways, we like to do it individually. When we do, it's not in Christ. And it won't stand. It'll be burned up. What will stand is what we do in Christ. That means with the body. All the other works going to be burned up. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because they aren't worth anything. Oh, thank you. I'm going on in Jesus' name. Therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Do good to all men, but especially to them that are the household of faith and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building. Now, the building is you and me. And all the believers baptized into Christ, baptized into his death. Hallelujah. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for habitation of God. God dwells in the body, his body. Every member in particular. The Spirit of God works in the body. It comes down from the head throughout the whole body. And if we receive anything from the head, we'll have to be in the body. Hallelujah. Is that good enough, Brother Tim? You believe it like that? How about you, Charlene? All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. All right. All hearts and minds clear? Huh? Yours too, brother? Yeah, Brother Timothy. Hang on, brother. Hang on. Hang on.
We still have some.
Aren't you glad I didn't take them out, Charlene? Worked out pretty good to God. I purposed to take them out, but I didn't get it done.
Okay.
God in his foreknowledge. See? So you all could have some more eggs.
Hallelujah.
Of course, they're laying every day, but
yes,
that's the extent of it.
Okay, yeah. So the reason I'm asking is because our production's pretty good right now. Do we need to put some up a little bit to make up for our loss? Or I know we store some up usually for the wintertime. Yeah, I know that, but I'm just want to make sure we don't.
No, we should just hold the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, they're coming in, plus you can use frozen ones. Yeah, the production is right where at a good level. We don't have an abundance of excess, and we're not lacking. That's what he's saying. They're about even. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's asking, should we put some away now? I said, just hold what we've got. Hallelujah. Well, we don't have to do without. We still have some. Hallelujah. And God is just saving us. Maybe God's trying to help us. Well, God's helping us out. I should just say it like that. Hallelujah. He's an all-wise God. Look. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Owen, can you pray for us in Jesus' name?
Father, we come to you again thanking you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, so all hearts and minds clear. All right. We need to say something in front of the majority. It's a good time. Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, we have the frozen eggs in my refrigerator. I just wanted to point out that when you take out the frozen eggs, if you add milk, you stretch it out some, and they're actually better.
Yeah, we've stretched out eggs with milk before.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I learned that way back when. We don't want to stretch them out too far, though. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Thank you, Lord. Stand fast, saints. Yeah, what I want to say is, you know, we come to these appointed times, and maybe we have some expectation, which we should. And God is always faithful. Always. I guess some of the blessings we're reaping now is springing from the last feast day. Y'all don't understand that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I believe it to be that way continually.
Amen.
I believe that after we go through the feast days, we'll come more into more unified.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I just believe it. Hallelujah. So, you know, we like to be able to define it every day and say, well, I've grown this much, I've grown. You can never do it like that. Hallelujah. Usually you see how much you've grown when you look back.
Amen.
So if we look back to the last feast day, what is it, Pentecost, then this is what we've grown from. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? We have grown, haven't we? Hallelujah. But we see that in retrospect. That's the salvation. It's the same thing. You know, what God is doing now is we're looking back from seated together in heavenly places. And we're, I believe it like that. So rejoice. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming, as he said.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Lord bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and the body of Christ scattered abroad upon the face of the earth. The Lord strengthen you, and he has, and he will, because you've been faithful in your place and calling. As you faithfully come forth to strengthen and encourage us to deal unto the end. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, come. Stand fast, Pastor Rice, and truly believe you will, brother. You've been proven to be faithful to the cause of Christ. Maranatha. Maranatha.